Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Extremely local news from Block Club Chicago. Seamus Toomey with us. And let's start with that business about the COVID-19 testing places. Some of them are, I guess, not legit. Is that it, Seamus?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, we've been looking at these testing sites that have popped up all over Chicago, all over the suburbs, all over the country, obviously. And some of them, you know, some of them are definitely questionable. We've been getting tons of complaints, and so has the state, and all of the states have been getting complaints to their attorney general's office about getting incorrect results, getting no results at all, sort of shoddy service, the people not wearing masks. It's been, as you can imagine, with these places that have just exploded over the past 2 years, it's sort of a mess to get some of the explosive growth that these places have had. Well, there's one in particular. It's called the Center for COVID Control. They've got sort of like Chicago flag colored signs all over the place, blue and red and white. And they announced yesterday, our breaking news editor Kelly Bauer has been looking into them and their explosive growth in particular. They announced yesterday that they are shutting down all their sites at least for the next week or so. They say it's for training, but we also know that the federal government has been looking into them. They've branded them non-compliant because deficiencies in their labs. They said they've lost about 40,000 tests or wasted them. They've got 300 different pop-up sites around the country. They're based in Rolling Meadows, and they've been sort of at the top of the list of complaints that we've been hearing from folks with their owners on TikTok bragging about this, the luxury cars he's been buying with his COVID money, and it's the Better Business Bureau gave him an F. So there's a lot of scrutiny right now on them, and the government attorney general's office in Illinois is got them under investigation. So we'll see. In the meantime, they are shutting their doors. Fewer places to get tested is not a good thing, but they're really trying to get to the bottom of whether the tests are actually legit, if they're going to the right places, if they're being processed in a time that makes them accurate. So No point in getting tested if it's not going to be reliable.
Yeah, no kidding. And the name of all these places, the Center for COVID Control?
That's right. And, there's a bunch in the Chicago area. They come to vacant storefronts, basically, and open up quickly. And, you know, some of these places around town are doing a good job, and they're getting results out fast to people. But this one in particular is under specific scrutiny.
And did you say the owner's bragging about the Teslas he's purchased with the money he's made?
Right, yes.
Great. That's a clue right there.
Social media, sometimes you say a little bit too much.
Let's get to the breaking bird news. What's going on here?
You're right. We've talked in the past about Big Marsh Park, which is in the southeast corner of Chicago, about 115th and Stony Island. A great area that the Park District has developed, former industrial area. It's a whole huge nature center. They've added some new technology in the past couple weeks. It's a bird tracking center, specifically for the fans. It's the MODIS Wildlife Tracking System, which is a pretty cool network of antennas throughout the world, mostly North America and South America, that tracks the flight patterns of migratory birds. Some of these birds have been tagged over the years with little tiny microchips. That is true. They do have microchips. and these antennas can track their patterns, look for look for data that can help scientists, perhaps help them. As everyone knows, or most people know, Chicago is one of the great flyways for birds. Apparently, when they see Lake Michigan, they don't want to fly over that, so they fly straight down or up, depending on the season. So, but Chicago hasn't had one of these tracking systems. So the Chicago Ornithological Society built one, a gentleman by the name of Dan Laurie. Shout out to Dan Laurie. He built this in his living room over 4 months. He said his wife is a saint for allowing all these parts to be strewn across his living room. It's 14 feet tall, and it looks a lot like an old school TV antenna that you'd have on your house to get WGN and WGN TV.
Or UHF signals. Happy bird watching, Seamus. And if you go to blockclubchicago.org, you can also find out about the big Uptown parade coming back. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Bob. You too.